السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers or sisters listening over receivers and those listening over the radio stations, in this majlis tonight, I expected Maulana to come and he was going to recite it in his melodious voice. But it isn't something that you have heard before many times. Poetry of the Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum is not just poetry, it is waaz, it's nasihat. It comes out from the heart of an arif billah, so it has impact on hearts. Whatever comes out from the heart of those who are ashiqs of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it impacts on other hearts. That is what we refer to as dil ki baat dil par asar karti hai. So in any case, I will read it. And as I've said many times, it is not the voice and it is not how it is read, it is the words and the meaning. But just that when somebody reads it beautifully, then it has more impact. And Maulana reads it, mashallah, very beautifully. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن، لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا، پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا، پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن. I've explained this in detail many times, but we have a large crowd here and many of them are for the first time listening to this. So many young friends of mine. So listen carefully. It says, لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن. We all are in search of enjoyment. We all want enjoyment. Which person there is in the world that says that he doesn't want enjoyment? Is there anybody in the world in his true senses who says that he does not want any kind of enjoyment in this world, in the akhirat? He doesn't want no kind of enjoyment. The difference could be there that the pious, the righteous people, they want their enjoyment in zikr, tilawat, ibadat, obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In all these things they look for their enjoyment. In the fulfillment of the rights of people, in service to mankind, service to the ummah, inviting towards good, preventing from evil. Now in all these things they get their enjoyment. They get their enjoyment when they put their head before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in sajda. Tahajjud time, when people are fast asleep, at that time they are getting enjoyment. They're putting their heads in sajda and they truly believe as if, remember, as if Allah ta'ala doesn't have hands, feet like us. As if they have placed their heads at the feet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What kind of enjoyment they must be getting. And the sinners, the transgressors, they get their enjoyment at night in clubhouses, dance clubs, rave clubs, discos, cinemas, theatres. Everything is flourishing. Prostitute quarters, escort agencies, drink, wine, women, they're getting their enjoyment in there. But the fact is that both are looking for enjoyment, whether they're good or they're bad, whether they're pious and righteous or not. Enjoyment is something that everybody is looking for. So now, in what is the true and real enjoyment? Like that, in everything there is some kind of enjoyment. In haram also there is some kind of enjoyment. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. If the person is enjoying haram pleasures, then it is rebellion against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because that person is going to use some gift and ni'mat and bounty of Allah Ta'ala when he is disobedient. Can any person engage in any kind of haram without using Allah Ta'ala's bounties and ni'mats? If he's engaging in zina, in adultery, in fornication, watching porn sites, or anything that he's engaging in which is haram, he must use some bounties of Allah Ta'ala. What else will he use? He will enjoy, he will use his eyes, he will use his tongue, he will use his hands, he'll use his feet, he'll use his mind, he'll use his head, something he will use. So when he's using these ni'mats and bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for Allah ta'ala's disobedience, then is that not rebellion against the very creator and the one who has blessed with those ni'mats? So how does that person then expect peace, happiness, satisfaction? How does he expect a kind of sukoon in the heart? It's just not going to come. How can it ever come? Because it's rebellion against Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala makes the person's heart restless after that. Physical heart problems, at the most, the person goes to Qabristan. But this spiritual problem is a very, very serious problem. So this person will now become restless. Look at the number of people who have become so restless, they don't know what to do. So many women, so many girls, so many boys, there's so much of heartbreak, they say heartbreak. There must be heartbreak. So the only true enjoyment a person can get is in fulfillment of the commands of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the person will still enjoy those same ni'mats, but now there will be a kind of sukoon that will come in the heart together with the enjoyment. So it is not like taking away that enjoyment and pleasure. It's not taking it away. This is the problem that we think, that these people want to take away our pleasures and our enjoyment and our fun. They just want to make us live a life which is dry and there's no enjoyment. That is not true. How can it be true? Allah Ta'ala created the universe. How can we say don't make use of anything? We want to show you the road to true enjoyment. Ask those young people who have given up the rave clubs, discos, cinemas. At once they thought that that is now the end of life. If we have to give up these enjoyments, it's the end of life. But now they say that true enjoyment they are getting. Because now you will get happiness in the heart which Allah Ta'ala will put. The pigeons we feed, our parrots we feed, our other pets we feed them, but we feed them with happiness. We give them food. We don't put them in the cage because we hate them, we dislike them, to punish them. We put them there, but we feed them, look after them, we care for them. In fact, if the pet has to die, the parrot has to die, the cat has to die, then sometimes the person grieves more over the loss of that than his own father and mother. Some people love their pets so much that the grief that they suffered when the father or mother passed away was not so much as when the cat died or some other pet died. So that is with happiness we feed. And the other feeding we also do to the rats. The rats also we give them nice piece of cheese. These days they got a lot of things to kill rats, and we don't see so much in our areas. Other places there's still a lot of rats. But those days that's what they used to do. They used to have that big cage and they used to put one piece of cheese there, and there was a trap. Now when the rat comes and nibbles, so the rat sees, as if the rat sees, that this person, this host of ours, is very, very large-hearted, very entertaining. We didn't even ask him for meals. As soon as we landed, he gave us, dished out for us, put it right at the door for us. And then as he goes further, then he looks up, down, he says, what air conditioning. Lovely air conditioning all around, cool breeze coming through. He nibbles, nibbles. Suddenly the trap clamps on the neck, and then it makes high and it's gone. So when Allah Ta'ala gives with His pleasure, then there will be happiness and true sukoon will come in the heart. But when the person is going to eat that same cheese like that rat, then it's just a matter of time before that clamp will come onto the neck. That's all. It's just a matter of time. We have seen it throughout history. Look at Islamic history. And look at the history of the nations of the past. They enjoyed what kind of bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Look how Allah Ta'ala describes those nations of the past. And what now bounties they were enjoying. But when they were disobedient, then finally that clamp came. That noose tightened. And all the enjoyment was gone. They made high, high, and they left the world. The one falcon, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, gives a nice example. He said, one falcon which used to sit on the shoulder of the king in the palace. That falcon left the palace of the king and went astray. And where it landed in an area where there were only owls that were living, the ullus. The Ullu number ones were living there, all the owls. We know that what example we give when we say the owl. So it landed there, where only owls were living. So now all these owls had a meeting. They said, looks like this person has landed here. He wants to take away all our pleasure. He wants to take over our territory. He wants to capture the palaces of ours, our nests and our whatever belongs to us here, and wants to deprive us of pleasure. So therefore we must destroy this falcon. Now this is an example he gives. So he said, the falcon said that you dare think of touching me because I belong to the king. It's just that I went astray and I landed in this territory here. But I have absolutely no interest in your Ulluistan. We have Pakistan, we have Hindustan, we have Afghanistan. So that was Ulluistan. Territory of the Ullus, of the owls. They said, I've got no interest in this territory of yours. You can keep all your palaces and everything with you. I am going back to the king because I sit on his shoulder. And he went away. So like that, sometimes people think that these talks, these bayans, these majalis, they want to take us out from sins, take us out from sins. So it looks like they want to take our enjoyment away. But we say we don't want to take your enjoyment away. We want to give you the true enjoyment of the shoulder of the king and the palace. And all the chandeliers in the palace, and all the lovely food, and the lovely drink, and the lovely beds, and the air conditioning, and the gardens, and the lakes, and the streams, and everything that's there, what the king has, that is what we want to get you connected with. So therefore we should not think that it is going to be a loss If somebody's pocket is filled with pebbles, and somebody says, throw these pebbles out of your pocket, and I will fill it with diamonds. So the person says, no, looks like you want to steal my pebbles. What would we think of that person? He shows us also real, genuine diamonds, not fake stuff. And he says, I'm going to fill this pocket, but your pocket is already filled, so how can I put in these diamonds? You take all that out, then I will fill your pocket. Now this person says, no, I'm not prepared to take it out. So this is what we, our mashayikh, our lawalas, our ulamai haq, this is what they're trying to do, fill our pockets with diamonds. All they are telling us is throw these pebbles out. They will, then your pocket can get filled with those diamonds. So it's not going to be a loss. So therefore you say, lazzate zikre name khuda hai chaman. Whenever I read it, Allah Ta'ala takes the mind in some direction. But lazzate zikre name khuda hai chaman. So generally every person in the world wants enjoyment. But as I explained, that the enjoyment for the two different kinds of people is of two different kinds. For the pious and the righteous, they are also looking for enjoyment, but Allah Ta'ala gives it to them in His qurb, in His ma'rifat. Yaqeen in Him, tawakkul in Him, trust in Him, this bond with Him, this closeness of Allah Ta'ala, this clouds of mercy, or veils of mercy and rahmat, which engulfs the person. Now what more enjoyment the person wants? So, lazzate zikre name khuda hai chaman. So if you really want gardens, normally we say the person wants to enjoy the lush gardens and find some kind of sukoon and peace. So if we really want lush gardens, so it's in lazzate zikre name khuda hai chaman. The true enjoyment will be in zikrullah. NPN 20259. Please remove your car, you're blocking somebody. So, لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَنْ اور غَفْلَتْ کی دُنْيَا هِ دَشْتْ وَدَمَنْ. And when the person is going to be in negligence, indifference, unconcerned about the Qur'an and the Sunnah and Sharia, and is a Muslim, so then it says, غَفْلَتْ کی دُنْيَا هِ دَشْتْ وَدَمَنْ. This dunya of ghaflat, of negligence, indifference, unconcerned about namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, fulfillment of rights of people, honesty, truthfulness, nothing. He just wants his cinema, theatre, disco, drugs and drink and wine and women. So then that is like that heaps of filth that we find. Rubbish dumps we may call it, or jungles. Rubbish dumps or jungles you can. Does anybody like to live near a rubbish dump? I've said many times that we all will complain to the municipality. We'll say the terrible smell coming when the wind blows, the terrible smell. We want to move from here, or they want to get the rubbish dump moved from there, because there's too much of filth there. So the ghaflat ki dunya, the dunya of negligence, is just like that. That filth has got terrible stench. But when will we get the stench? Some people will say that I'm engaging in adultery, fornication from years, and I drink and I gamble and I do this and I do that. I'm getting enjoyment. I don't seem to get any filthy smell. So we'll say your nostrils, your sinuses are clogged. When sinus is clogged, then you put fragrant ether there, it say no smell. And you put filthy smell there, it say no smell. So we will say, now go and get your sinuses sorted out, because you can't seem to get the right fragrance, or you can't seem to smell right. That which should be smelling filthy, you don't seem to be getting it, so there's something wrong. Get your sinuses checked. Get your nostrils unclogged. And if you're not going to get it done now, talking about the spiritual ones, if you're not going to get it done now, then the time of death, the person's sinuses will be unclogged. Then he will realize, and he say, I wish I had an extension of life. I wish I had an extension of life, a little bit of respite. Then I will change my life and I'll become a real Allah wala. But it will be too late. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقَدِمُونَ. After that, there's going to be no respite. It's not going to be moved forwards and backwards. Whatever is fixed, it's going to happen on time. So what he says in this was in the form of poetry is this, that lazzate zikre naam khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki duniya hai dasht o daman. Let us not live a life of negligence, indifference, because angel of death is just lurking behind us. We don't know when he is going to strike, how he is going to strike, and when and where he is going to strike. How many times I have said this, I think I must have mentioned it in Ramadan also 2-3 times. And even on the 23rd night, I don't remember clearly whether I mentioned it. That how many people left this world, and what they left behind is an evidence of their sins. Allah Ta'ala had concealed their sins. Allah Ta'ala, out of His fazl and kindness and ihsan, had concealed their sins. They engaged in lots of sins, Allah Ta'ala concealed it. He didn't expose it. But this person was quite happy to have evidence of his sins left behind for posterity, for the people that are coming to watch, to see, to get to know what he was up to. And the women folk, what they were up to. So therefore they leave all the evidence of their sins on their computers, in their files, in the cell phones. Where they leave evidence of their sins. Then what will happen if sudden death comes and a whole family is gone, or the husband and wife were living alone in that home? The husband was saying that I will put things right if the wife has to leave suddenly. And the wife was saying that if the husband goes suddenly, then I will put things right. But the husband went to and the wife went to. So now who's going to enter that home? Strangers are going to enter that home. Who is going to look at the cell phones? Now family members, friends or strangers are going to look at the cell phone. Who is going to look into your computers? Family members, friends or strangers? Who is going to look at those files? Family members, friends or strangers? So what have we done? We have left evidence ourselves. Whereas sins should have been an accidental thing. If the person accidentally committed the sin, so now make tawbah, istighfar, ask Allah for forgiveness, regret, remorse, shame, shed tears, and destroy whatever evidence there is. But no, shaitan will whisper, you're going to still live very long, very long, very long. And yet we know these days, we pick up the phone, assalamu alaikum, how are you, bhai? And after 2 minutes we get a call, the person is gone. I met a person asr time in one of the shops. And he was so excited, it was his daughter's wedding over the weekend. Asr time I met him. And he was very excited, he was doing some buying and he's telling me that my daughter is getting married this weekend. And then what happened? I left him there, came home, came for Maghrib namaz. And after Maghrib they say he passed away. How did he pass away? He said he was on his way back home, accident, and he's gone. All the shopping that was done for the daughter's wedding, the daughter was with him, his wife was with him, all the shopping that was done was still there, and the person is gone. Like this, there are so many incidents. Daily we hear of it, but it won't impact on our hearts because we say it's happening to somebody else. It can't happen to us. So therefore I am saying, my young friends, don't leave evidence. And look at the amount of blackmailing that's taking place. Those girls who went onto Facebooks and they went on to Mixit and they went on to chat lines and they went on to all the other haram. And even those boys who went to all those things. After that they exchanged a lot of information and a lot of pictures. And then look at the blackmail and look at the embarrassment, look at the shame, look at the disgrace. Now is that something that we want? Therefore that poetry which I have recited many, many times, by now must be 120 times. Mana maasiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai, magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Janaza aabru ka dafn karna ye kaisi himaqat hai. He said, I acknowledge that there is a little bit of pleasure in haram, but it is rebellion against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A little while of pleasure. How much of pleasure did the person get in exchanging those pictures? How much of pleasure did they get in that adultery, fornication and all the haram? A little while of pleasure. Zara si der ki lazzat, hamesha ki nadamat hai, after that lifelong regret sometimes. You can't bring back those pictures, you can't bring back that information, it's already circulating in the world. So my dear young friends, what did the person get? Se janaza abru ka dafna karna, ye kaisi himaqat hai. Allah Ta'ala gave respect, Allah Ta'ala gave honor, Allah Ta'ala gave izzat. Now to bury the janaza of that respect and izzat for a little while of pleasure, is that not stupidity and himaqat? I mentioned this incident before too, and alhamdulillah, when I say these things, I don't consider myself to be superior to anybody. I just make a lot of dua. Allah Ta'ala must protect us also from. Allah Ta'ala must make our hifazat. Therefore, I don't mention any names. That young person knows and I know, finished. This is 2-3 years ago. But he came running, and he was same in this little office here. He says, Maulana, please make dua, please make dua. What? Why are you so excited? What is the problem? He said, no, they're going to kill me, they're going to kill me. He said, who's going to kill you? Then after a little while, then he said, I got involved with one girl at the university, a non-Muslim, and she's pregnant. So now the brothers and the family, they're just out. They got the daggers out for me. They want to kill me. Now was that something, that little while of pleasure, now did it give happiness lifelong? So a little while of pleasure, but look at the misery that the person then has to suffer. Now these incidents are before us all the time. We are reading and listening, and especially those people who have all the time their gaze on television and newspapers and magazines and all kinds of media, so they know these things very well. So that is not true lazzat and true enjoyment. Lazzat e zikr e naam e khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. And whosoever committed those errors, it was because of ghaflat. The moment you forget that Allah Ta'ala is watching, that's the moment of ghaflat. The moment the person forgets that I am the banda of Allah Ta'ala, and he is all seeing, all hearing and all knowing. That very moment when I am watching those porn sites or those filthy magazines, or the moment I'm popping drugs in my mouth, or when I'm taking the bottle of wine, or I'm engaging in adultery or fornication, that powerful Almighty Allah, He has the power to take my soul out. What kind of death will then that be? So if we really want to enjoy the good things of this world, there's so much of things to enjoy. How much of things Allah Ta'ala made halal for us. And then we will get true enjoyment. Again, that example comes to mind, and I won't leave anything that comes even 100 times. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatum, he was having his lunch or supper with his Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, who was a very, very pious, saintly person. So what was before them? He said, ye kya hai? He said, dal. It was dal. Plain, simple dal. Simple life he had. So he said, badi ni'mat hai, it's big ni'mat, this dal. And after that he said, mujhe is dal mein biryani ka maza aa raha hai. I'm getting the enjoyment of biryani in this dal. So he said, Hazrat, how can you get enjoyment of biryani in dal? He says, isliye ke mera mehboob khuda mujhe khila raha hai. Because my Allah, who is my beloved, He is feeding me with His own hands, so how can I not get enjoyment? If somebody's beloved takes the morsel and keeps putting into his mouth, will he not get the enjoyment? So he said, how can Allah Ta'ala be feeding you with His hand? So he said, this hand of mine, when I put my hand into the plate and I pick up that morsel and put it into my mouth, who is it that's giving me this strength to do that? How many of them are paralyzed, they can't pick up their hand? So that Allah, I imagine that it is my Allah who is feeding me. So therefore I get the enjoyment of biryani in this dal. So I add to that, that he was getting enjoyment of biryani in dal. And we don't get enjoyment of dal in our biryanis now, because of our restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. somebody's son is gone onto drugs and drinks and vices, somebody's daughter is gone, somebody's family is all disunited and disintegrated, some brothers are fighting, some sisters are fighting, everything. Because of that now there's no enjoyment even in the biryani. So ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. So that ghaflat, that negligence, that is like that rubbish dump and rubbish heap, that it has got nothing but stench and filth. So what do we want? We want the enjoyment of the garden, or do we want the filthy stench of those evil deeds? Therefore he says, لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَنْ اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دامن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. The person who made hijrat, one other meaning of that is the person who gave up the sins. Why am I placing so much of emphasis on this? Is because it is easy to do the positive. As far as the positive is concerned, it's easy. If you tell somebody that I will give you a ticket now to go for Hajj, the person will be ready to go. And then if you tell him, but it's 50 degrees heat there, say, no problem. Say, but you'll have to make about 10 tawafs at night, say, no problem. So the person can endure all that. Lots of people, they do lots of things. Charities sometimes is easy. The person is a millionaire and is giving away lots of charities. But you tell that person to give up sins, that is the difficulty. And we know that electricity, we can't get lights on unless there's positive wire and negative wire. There has to be both. So like that, just as there are positive things that we have to do, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, umrah, tawaf, charities, all those things that we do, it is positives. But what about the negatives? Don't drink, don't gamble, don't commit adultery, no fornication, don't watch haram, don't talk haram, don't listen to haram. And that is where the ruh and noor of taqwa is generated. The noor of taqwa is generated there when the person, there's a pain on his heart to give up some sin, but he gives it up. He says, my Allah, I can't displease you. Then believe me, it's just a few steps you have to take and Allah Ta'ala takes the person as if in his arms. That example again of that little child that taking the first steps, the mother and the father are standing there. The mother says, now baby, take your first steps, don't worry. The child is hesitant, if I take the first step I may collapse. So the mother stands with her extended arm. And as soon as the child takes the first step, the mother picks up the child, grabs it to its bosom, and says, oh, my beloved little child, what a great achievement in your life. What a great achievement. I won't allow you to get hurt. I won't have allowed you to fall and crack your skull or break your bones. I love you dearly. All I wanted was you to walk. If you didn't take this first step, then you wouldn't have been able to crawl, or then you wouldn't have been able to walk, and then you wouldn't have been able to run someday. This first step now will become the means of running, but you had to take the first step. It is the first step which afterwards becomes the means of running. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala wants us to take that first step towards Him, and then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will nurture that person. He will get such enjoyment after that which even the kings of the world don't know. The problem and difficulty is this, that we who sit and preach here, we don't have it in our hearts. We don't have that istighna in our hearts, that independence and complete dependence in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is the provider. We don't have that kind of taqwa in our lives. We don't have that kind of noor in our speeches. So therefore it doesn't seem to have any impact. But if we have it, then you see how others will also enjoy it. He zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. He zaruri gunahon ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے. اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن, جسٹ لیونگ یور سٹی اینڈ گوئنگ ٹو اندر سٹی, لیونگ یور کنٹری اینڈ گوئنگ ٹو اندر کنٹری, لیونگ یور ٹاؤن اینڈ گوئنگ اوے ٹو اندر ٹاؤن, دیٹ از ناٹ ہجرت. دیٹ لاٹس آف پیپل ڈو, مسلمز ڈو, نان مسلمز ڈو, ایوری بڈی ڈز. دا ریئل ہجرت از ٹو میک ہجرت فرام سنز. دا ریئل ہجرت از دا ہجرت فرام سنز. دا پرسن مائگریٹس فرام سنز, ہی لیوز بیہائنڈ سنز ان اندر سٹی اینڈ ہی گوز اوے. دیٹ مینس ہز لائف سنز puts it one side. That is the real hijrah. Otherwise, I have said how many people in the apartheid days left our country, went other parts of the world. But what changes came in their lives? Besides saying that there was no crime or no apartheid there. Of course, apartheid was something that was going to collapse. There was no way injustice can prevail for long. It was just a matter of time before that granite rock, as they used to call it, was going to crack. But I'm talking about the people that left. If we have to look at their lives, how many of them really went to the other side somewhere and changed their lives? So, hey, zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. This is, I have heard that wherever is the city of the beloved, if you have to ask the lover which is the most beloved city to him, he'll say the city of my beloved. The person will always talk about the city of his beloved. So if that is the case of the people of this world, that they have so much of attachment to the city of their beloved, they can't stop talking about the city of their beloved. When they sleep, they dream of the city of the beloved. So then what must I say about Madina Sharif? Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun? Then what must I say about the enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif? For my beloved is in Madina Sharif, Tajdar-e-Madina, Ahmad-e-Mujtaba, Muhammad Mustafa. شریفوں میں اشرف, جمیلوں میں اجمل, کاملوں میں اکمل, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is there. We would not have been taking the name of Allah Ta'ala tonight if it had not been for Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, احسان and favor upon us is so much, so much that we can't do justice even if we have to read durud and salam all our life. So therefore he says, then what about the enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif? That peace, that tranquility, that sukoon, that serenity, that joy, that enjoyment that a person gets in that Mubarak city, provided, as I mentioned last night, that the person polishes his heart little bit and then goes there. So he says, Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Now we can go on explaining this, but I've done so many, many times. We're going to make a little bit of zikr and dua. Inshallah. Kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. Hai watan mein magar dil madine mein hai, hai watan mein magar dil madine mein hai. اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن, ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے، اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن. Says, I am in my own hometown, my city, my country, wherever I am. But my heart is in Madina Sharif. وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے، اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن. If I had another 100 cities of mine like this, I will sacrifice everyone to be in Madina Sharif. For that is where my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that kind of love of Madina Sharif and give us that obedience and itaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and give us an understanding that in the obedience and itaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, in the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is not that we are going to be deprived of the good things of life. It's not that our life is going to become boring. There's no such thing. The person gets true happiness, true joy. They balance everything in their lives. There's place for laughter, there's place for joke, there's place for eating, drinking, marrying, running business, doing everything. Enjoying the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And also there's place for ibadat in the form of namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, zikr, tilawat, tahajjud, crying before Allah Ta'ala. There's an enjoyment in it. It's a kind of enjoyment. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر. روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنے مالک کو اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. Get up. Put your head on the sajda. Cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Bring life into dead hearts. Ruhaku noore taqwa se tu shadaka. Our souls will only get happy with the noor of taqwa. Nafs is our dushman, enemy. It wants to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, shame, disgrace, restlessness, anxieties, misery and problems. That's what it wants to do. And Allah Ta'ala wants to give us a life of sukoon and happiness and contentment and satisfaction. Allah, 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 اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. In these Mubarak nights of hope, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, repenting, regretting, expressing our remorse and shame and nadamat before Him, and then seeking from His unlimited treasures. Everything is in His control, and who doesn't have a problem in life? So to beg of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, placing our heart and soul in the dua. We must truly believe that our Allah is listening to us. He is aware of our problems and difficulties we are presenting before Him, and He has the power to remove it. We are not talking to some idol that does not see us, does not listen to us, that cannot help us in any way. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in ya arhamar rahimin ya arhamar rahimin ya arhamar rahimin ya zal jalali wal ikram ya zal jalali wal ikram ya zal jalali wal ikram يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving, caring Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, most tolerant Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. If it had been any other Allah besides you, He would have destroyed us for the amount of disobedience we are engaging. We use your very bounties of sight, of hearing, of speech, our wealth, our homes, our cars. My beloved Allah, we use your given ni'mats and bounties and blessings for your disobedience. How tolerant you are. Don't seize us, my beloved Allah, on account of our sins. Have mercy upon us. We are acknowledging every weakness of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. Indeed, we are the most sinful servants on the surface of the earth. The moment we sinned, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have ordered the angel of death to take away our soul there and then. What kind of embarrassment and shame that would have caused. My beloved Allah, you gave us another opportunity to raise our begging bowls before you. This Mubarak night, the 25th of Ramadan, my beloved Allah, when the rains of rahmat are pouring, when your rains of forgiveness are pouring, we dirty, filthy hearted people have raised our begging bowls before you. Cause the rains of your rahmat and forgiveness to drench us, my Allah, to wash away the dirt and filth from our hearts. My beloved Allah, purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of arrogance, of pride, of envy and jealousy. Bless us with the hearts that you give to your friends and to your walis. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. We have made our hearts into garbage bags, my beloved Allah. We fill up so much of filth into these hearts through our eyes, through our ears, our tongues. My beloved Allah, so much of dirt we fill into these hearts. It's just your tolerance that you do not seize us. You love forgiveness, my Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afu anna. You dearly love forgiveness, my beloved Allah, so forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, in such a large gathering, there are little children, old people, sick people, weak people, all kinds of people, pious ones, righteous ones, and sinners like us. Ya Allah, we have raised our begging bowls before you with the tears of these children and the tears of the sick and the weak. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. We want to become yours. Nafs and shaitan are obstacles in our path. They don't want us to enjoy the sweetness of iman. They don't want us to get the sweetness, my beloved Allah, of ibadat, of zikr, of tilawat, of your qurb and your marifat. Ya Allah, bless us with trust in you. Bless us all with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our hearts. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, make us do those things that are pleasing to you. Oh, my beloved Allah, we ourselves are tired of sins. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Gunehgari me kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Gunehgari me kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Oh Allah, how long am I going to walk the path of sins? A day is going to come when the angel of death is going to extract the soul from every limb and every part of the body. Change the route of mine, my beloved Allah. Put me on the route that leads to you, that leads to Jannat, that leads to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh, my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Sunu mein naam tera dhadkano mein maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. In every beat of my heart, I hear Allah, Allah, Allah. My beloved Allah, give us a taste of your qurb and marifat and yaqeen. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. There are so many whose family members, friends, parents, children, wives, brothers, sisters, and so many in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and so many in mankind who are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, bless everyone with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We know that sometimes these sicknesses and diseases and pain and suffering can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants. We cannot take that kind of pain. Therefore, even if it is a mercy and a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with plentiful of halal risk. Those who are unemployed, bless them, my beloved Allah, with halal employment. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Those who are on drinks and drugs and wine and women and gambling and rave clubs, my beloved Allah, take them out from those sinful places. Bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Make those children the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Give the parents the himmat and the courage to throw out of their own lives and homes all those things that are causing such corruption in the morals of the children. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our rizq and sustenance. Barakat in our homes, in our life, in our time. My beloved Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. If you turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, then we will be totally destroyed. My beloved Allah, this Mubarak night, the night of the 25th, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we have raised our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. We have to die one day and leave this world. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, or any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. My beloved Allah, those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. They cannot do any more good deeds, my beloved Allah. Their books of deeds are now closed. Except, of course, if they had Sadqa-e Jariya. Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah. We haven't been able to do justice to the Mubarak days and nights of the month of Ramadan. We have been negligent, we have been indifferent. Hamari zindagi ghaflat mein guzar gayi. Whatever it may be, my beloved Allah, but the days that are left, these nights which are left, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you and overlook our shortcomings, weaknesses and faults in the whole of Ramadan that we have already spent. Ya Allah, those who are going for Hajj, make it easy for them. Remove the obstacles from their path. Those who have gone for Umrahs, make their Umrahs maqbool and mabroor. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے یا اللہ یا اللہ وی وانٹ سپورٹ فور اور لائفز وی وانٹ اور ہارٹس اینڈ یور محبت اینڈ لو وی وانٹ دی اوشن آف یور لو مائی بیلوڈ اللہ We want our forehead at your door. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے یا اللہ ایکسپٹ آل دا ورکس آف دیت دیٹ آر ٹیکنگ پلیس بلیس اس ود آل دا گڈنس دیٹ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام آسکڈ فار اس بلیس دا امت ود دیٹ گڈنس اینڈ فرام آل دا کرپشن آل دا فتنہز آل دا مسچیف آل دا فساد Especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection, protect us and the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cause us to cross pole Sirat like lightning on the day of Qiyamah and enter into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual, young or old, man or woman. Boy or girl, Ya Allah, each and every one have got desires. Whatever good desires in their hearts, fulfill those good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the disease of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, remove the pain and suffering. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe and especially the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين